Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the Midday News. The Office of the United States Trade Representative has announced that French goods being imported into the United States may soon face up to 100% taxes. Champagne, cheese and luxury clothing brands may be affected by these new tariffs, which have been called unacceptable by the Economy Minister Bruno Le Maire. The value of shares in brands such as Hermès and LVMH have dropped after the announcement. The American government made their new proposals after the French imposed a 3% digital services tax on companies such as the big four tech giants Google, Amazon, Facebook and Apple. The topic may well be addressed today by Presidents Macron and Trump as they meet in person at a NATO summit in London to celebrate the organisation's 70th anniversary. There are petrol shortages in parts of western France today as members from BTP continue protesting against the government's plans to end tax benefits on non-road diesel. While the Economy Ministry has made certain concessions, this fuel issue has been the main point of concern. In the meantime, urgent measures in the Finistère have meant requisitioning 11 petrol stations to supply emergency vehicles. Upcoming rail strikes are threatening to cause major disruption in the coming weeks. Along with other areas of the public sector, the SNCF is planning huge anti-pension reform demonstrations. They have said that they will make a daily announcement as to their more precise plans so that travellers can make alternative arrangements. A group of 30 firefighters have begun their protest early, having set up camp on the Place de la République in Paris to highlight their working conditions. They are planning on remaining in situ for the rest of the week. And finally, the French women's handball team are currently playing Australia in a World Championship match. This is their third game in the tournament and one they must win to guarantee their qualification. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.